Welcome. You're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston, and this...
The Dark Forest.
This is The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest. The Dark Forest. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to... The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest. on WRBB. I'm your host, the Dungeon Master, and this is your co-host.
The Crypt Keeper's right here.
The Crypt Keeper right here with us, like nothing ever happened, because nothing did. Here we are. We're hanging out in the forest, and it's getting kind of chilly. Did you notice that, the Crypt Keeper?
I did notice that. It is quite cold here. It's quite chilly. We should do something about that, maybe.
It feels like the forest is going to frost over soon. I don't know.
Yeah.
But appropriately, our genre this week is chill wave.
Yes. Prepare yourself for some chill beats, some chill tunes. Good times ahead here in the forest, but not too good. Always be on your toes.
And I apologize if you had to hear our sound check at the beginning of the show. We may have gotten a little bit of a late start, but, you know, we'll never be late again.
George. 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 George.
So, the Crypt Keeper, what?
Yes.
What with the imminent frost coming to the Dark Forest, what are you doing to keep warm?
Oh, to keep warm. Well, there is the tried and true method of lighting a campfire, a temporary campfire in the forest to keep yourself warm. But of course, you would have to use the right color of fire. You know, there's red fire, yellow fire, blue fire.
You pick the
wrong one. Never use purple fire. Yeah.
You make a purple fire, right? You're going to lure in all the nearby beings and entities and creatures of the forest.
Especially, yeah. Especially like any sort of like bears, wolves, and of course the odd specter. Specters love purple fires. You want to keep away from that. I usually use a blue fire.
Yeah.
It's very nice on the eyes. Yeah. What about you?
I usually sort of allow the tendrils of the bloodwood trees to engulf me and provide me warmth that way. Sometimes I'll, you know, slay a creature and use its pelt as a dress, sort of as clothing.
Yeah. What kind of creature? Like some sort of like snow leopard maybe?
Yeah. But like a messed up one. You know, like you don't get a normal snow leopard in the Dark Forest. We're getting like messed up ones.
Messed up ones.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
Swimming tonight, beaming shorts, got a low tide. Couldn't be a red cloud inside, and the streets are nuts. Red lights like blood clots, red eyes like gunshots. With a pontoon guns, every song is a favorite tune. 'Cause we all know how to do the sidewalk. Yeah, we all know how to do the sidewalk.
Just
Here we are, basking in the moonlight of the forest.
The moonlight of the forest. It's a beautiful thing, but it's also a terrible thing sometimes, too. You know, you don't want to stay in its light for too long.
So true. Tell me about it. It's interesting. You don't get a lot of sun in here.
Yeah.
Just a lot of moon.
You don't.
A lot of moonlight.
A lot of moon. There's not that much sun, really. One time, I saw this gnome walking through the forest, and he wanted to lay down on this tree bark to just have a little sleep, but his clearing was directly in the light of the moon, and he was there for, like, a good 15 minutes, and the light of the moon shining directly on him, by the end of his rest, he was morphed into this, like, gargantuan ogre-type beast. It was scary stuff.
Yeah. Many, many such cases. How
many
do you
such
think
cases.
The trees
it's a problem.
In the forest grow to be so gnarled?
Exactly. Always shifting, always changing. Never the same amount of branches twice.
Yeah. It's a pretty chill night, though.
It is. It's a chill night.
Yeah. We're just hanging out, you know. Fortunately, I think we have the spirit watching over us tonight.
The spirit, you say?
Yeah, do you know anything about the spirit, Crypt Keeper? Can you share anything about this being that may be watching over us tonight?
I could, but maybe later. For now, I want to just kind of relax at this little beach we're at right now. It's a nice beach. A little bit of a hollow beach, but, you know, it'll do.
Well, the Crypt Keeper, here we are.
Yes.
On the hollow beach between two rivers.
It's a nice spot of the forest. It's a chill spot of the forest. I'm so chill right now.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. What was that about the spirit something?
Oh, right. The spirit. Yeah, it's probably nothing to worry about because it's so chill. But, you know, if it were to pose a problem, we would probably be screwed because it's very powerful.
Right. It's pretty chill, though.
Right. It's pretty chill. Yeah. But if you were to get on its bad side, it would descend from its perch up above in the canopies of the forest. It would swoop down. The ground would turn to ice underneath its talons, and you would be frozen in an endless, dreamless sleep. You know, the usual, but it's chill, so we're fine.
Right. It's watching over us. It's sort of giving us protection, right? I hope so.
Right. I hope so. You know, if there were any sort of, like, stray beasts or creatures, like a pack of turned demonic dogs that were trying block our way, the spirit would take care of it.
Right, because that's not very chill.
No, you know, if there are any monsters around.
Right, and this spirit, yeah, is you know, not a monster.
Super and super, I'm with the wrong girl. smash you a bombshell. 9 a.m., me can't sleep, be bugging, mean mugging, cause Indian kids be thugging. Indian uncles staring, Indian aunties bugging, Indian songs that's blaring out of windows. I be chamomile sipping, still tipping, I'm still tipping.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been The Dark Forest, Season 4, Episode 2, Chill Wave. You can find this show and all previous Dark Forest shows on our website,
Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
That's Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
Thanks so much for listening. We're on Friday nights at 1 a.m. I'll see you next week. No one more song tonight. We ran out of time, but check out Orion Megalith by Vectroid. That's your homework. Goodbye.